I've always wanted to be sort of an end cap for an evening. Kind of like Elvira. Do you remember who Elvira was? Mistress of the Dark. And at the very end of her show, well, she had a comedy show. It was all about horror flicks. And at the very end of her show, she would say, "Unpleasant dreams." Something like that. Well, anyway, this is sort of my concept of maybe a night show. But I'm going to be speaking of erotic poetry. Yeah, a little erotic poetry show for you. So hang tight. Give me 1 second. All right, here's a good teaser for you. The only difference between a good girl and a bad girl is that good girls are very selective with who they're bad with. I'm a hopeless romantic with a dirty mind and high standards. I want to be treated like a lady in public, ravaged in private, and wooed for eternity. That's a very tall order, don't you think? All right, this next one you can find on ilovemylsi.com. Every good girl has a bad girl side. It just depends if her partner knows how to awaken the beast. Ooh. This is a nice one. Don't know who it's by. I don't need love letters every day. Just smack me on the butt and say, "I'm glad that ass is mine." No idea who this is from. "I tasted you in a dream. I woke up knowing what I wanted for breakfast." This one's by Charles Bukowski. Eyes. Those damn eyes fucked me forever. Some people have those kinds of eyes where you look at them and you just can't think straight. They just keep you coming back for more now, don't they? Mm-hmm. They sure do. All right. I'm going to end it with this one. I know it's short and sweet. I'm sorry. You can find this one at Kathleen Eggleton. "Wait for someone who is a hopeless romantic with a dirty mind, because they'll be yours at 2 a.m. and at 2 p.m. the following day. They'll kiss you where it hurts and until it hurts. Someone who not only knows how to turn you on, but also knows how to treat you right, is someone worth a little something." I could read more. Do you want me to read more? I think you're nodding your head yes. I think I see that. Okay, just a few more. Just a few more. All right, this one is by K-Town Jr. "Look her in the eyes when you run your hand up her thighs, because her desire is in the connection. Don't be surprised when she shivers and sighs, for intimacy is your most dangerous weapon. Kiss her real slow and kiss her down low. You don't have to be on top to make sure you're in charge. Run your hands through her hair till she's so close to there. Then hold her close as she falls off the ledge. Make her scream out your name till it drives you insane and you both lay spent on the bed. Don't even think that I'm done with you yet." That's kind of a good one. I like that. Okay, this is going to be a little bit risque. All right. So get ready. "I'll make your dick hard in public places so you can punish me later." That's a dirty one. Very dirty. Should I end on the dirty one or should I give you something else to think? think about. What shall I do? I like this. This is by T.E. Sivek, S-I-V-E-C. There's nothing more sensual than watching a man struggle to keep himself in check when he's looking at you. Have you ever been around somebody like that? Where you can just see it in his eyes that he's struggling. That he's not quite sure what he wants to convey to you. He's almost afraid to say anything. Because he knows it's wrong. Yeah. That's an interesting look, isn't it? Alright, I think that's all I have for you. So, I hope you're laying down, relaxing, enjoying yourself, enjoying all the things that Reddit has to offer you. And I want to wish you very, very pleasant dreams.